Good talk. I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. We are studying Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lele Nishmas, Sara Malka Basar Yitzchak. We are in Mesechta Mikvos, and today we start the beginning of the third parak. Now, just as a friendly reminder, a mikvah is defined as having 40 seah of rainwater, which can be invalidated if that rainwater has 3 log, approximately a quart, of mayim she'uvin, of drawn water put into the mikvah before it totally fills. What happens if you have the 40 seah and then 3 log are poured in? So there, the bowl game would be a different bowl game. What happens if the two things happen at the same time? So the Mishnah begins, Rabbi Yossi Omer shtei mikvos. What if I have 2 mikvos, she'ein bahem arboim sa, neither one has 40 sa in it. And a log and a half of she'uvim gets poured into each mikvah. The water isn't disqualified yet because the she'uvim in each mikvah is the lax, the minimum size of she'uvim, namely 40 sa'ah. And then the two mikvos mix together by taking away the separate wall. So kesherim, the water is now 40 sa'ah, perhaps containing 3 log of mayim shuvim inside, but it's still going to be kosher, mipneishlo nikra aleim shem sul, because it was never called pasul beforehand. That is to say, since neither set of water was deemed to be forbidden, and therefore neither mikvah was considered pasul, so therefore, by definition, when they mix together, it's still going to be okay. But if you have a mikvah that doesn't have 40 sa in it, and 3 lugin of water falls inside, and then it gets subdivided, and so then then it's going to be called a non-good mikvah, because at the time the 3 log fell inside, it ruined the title mikvah. The water was called water that is pasul, and so therefore it's going to be a problem when they later mix. Rabbi Yoshua machshir. Rabbi Yoshua is going to say it's kosher in that situation. Shaya Rabbi Yoshua Omer, because Rabbi Yoshua's opinion was ko mikvah she'ein bo arboim sa'av enaflu lo shlosha lugin v'chaser afilu kartov kashrim mnei shechasru lo shlosha slugin. Rabbi Yoshua explains that whenever you have a mikvah that doesn't have 40 seah, where 3 she'uvim fall inside, after the she'uvim fall into the mikvah, a little bit of water was taken out of the mikvah, so then the water is going to be the water is going to be okay for the mikvah, since it loses its she'uvim disqualification and comes back to being rainwater. Why? Because you don't have 3 log of she'uvim. We assume that it all mixed around, and when you took out the small kartov of water, you also removed part of the she'uvim. V'chachamim omrim l'olam hu b'psulo. V'chachamim assume it's going to remain in its pasul state. Ad she'yetzei mimenu melo v'od, until you remove the full amount of she'uvim, the full amount of the rainwater that was in the mikvah before you put in the she'uvim, plus a little bit more, which is known as a malova oat. And after the malova oat flowed out of the mikvah, any water afterwards is assumed to be making a new mikvah. Ketzad, so how does this so? How do the Chachamim talk about the fact that it stays in its pasul state? What is available to be able to go ahead and remove the title of psul? So the Mishnah says, Habor shebachatzer, let's say we have a mikvah in a chatzer, v'naflu lo shloshes lugin, right? I have a bor, a pit that's there to have some rainwater, less than 40 sa', and 3 log of water fall into it. So now the rainwater is going to be disqualified because of the lugin. And the olam hu bipsulo, it's going to remain in its disqualified state, achiyetzei mimenu melo v'od, until you take out the full amount of the amount that had been in the mikvah plus a little bit more. So, in other words, to make sure that the piece that is the amount of water that was pasul has totally been removed from the mikvah, achiyamid b'chatzar aboim sa'ah, or until in the chatzer, we set up a mikvah 40 sa, vitaru al yonim min atachtonim, and then the water will become tor by the lower one. That is to say, I'll use a process known as a hashaka. I'll allow the perfectly good mikveh to touch the waters of the non-good mikveh, and through the touching process, it will improve the status and get rid of the psul status over there. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah posel elam kein pakak. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's no good unless you closed it up. In other words, if you closed it up so there's no access to the water except via the mikveh of kosher water. But if there is other means for the water to get out, so then this rule of Hashaka will not apply. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific week.